Speaking. How about you, sir? You're 16? You can speak English, right?
No.
No? Why not? All right. Okay, hang on. Just a minute, sir. Why don't you sit there, okay? Can I have a translator, please? Yeah, sit up there. Lay down. You're going to poke on your stomach, okay? Does it hurt? Here? Okay, how about here? How about up here? No? Here? Here? Pain, right? To the back? You hear me? I need a translator. Is it okay, William? So, you can sit for how long?
So, what do you think about Friday.
Friday?
Mm-hmm. Yesterday.
Last, huh?
Yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. Okay. He's been... He's been having vomiting, diarrhea, which has been going on.
Vomiting, diarrhea, and his stomach hurts.
How many times have you gone?
Well, look at your phone. He started that last
night. How many times?
Okay.
Six times.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you vomited?
When was the last time I saw him?
A la una de la mañana.
Hoy. 1 a.m.
Yeah, 1 a.m. last night, had vomited this morning.
No.
How about the diarrhea? How much diarrhea?
The diarrhea
was 2 days in the last
time. When was the last time?
Can you tell me about the pain? He has some pain. Describe the pain that's in his lower stomach. Is it constant or is it come and go?
All the time.
There's been constant since yesterday. So the pain, has it gotten worse or better?
Es peor tu dolor o mejor que cuando te empezó.
No, es mejor cuando me empezó.
Eso ahorita está peor.
No, está mejor.
Está mejor. Okay, it's better.
It's better today?
Yeah.
me había tranquilizado un poquito y después me volvió a dar.
He said it did get better for a little bit, but then it started again.
Okay, but now it's still better than it was before, right?
Todavía está mejor de lo que empezaste.
Yes.
Okay, tell her that we have to worry about his appendix, but because his appendix is on the right side, low. Okay, but it doesn't seem to be his appendix. We have to be very careful. If the pain seems to get worse, it doesn't go away, he may have to go to the hospital to get a CAT scan to be checked out to be sure the appendix is okay.
So dice que obviamente cuando tiene estos síntomas, nos vamos del apéndice. Dice que si el dolor es peor, el apéndice tiene el lado derecho, acá abajo, okay? So, si es peor el dolor, entonces mejor que lo lleven al hospital, nomás para que le hagan un CAT scan y miren que no se la pena. ¿Ok?
I'm going to give him some medicine for the nausea that he can get filled, okay, that should help his stomach feel better. He may not need it, but I'm going to give him a prescription for something he can get for the nausea. The diarrhea should just go away, the pain should just go away, everything should just clear up, okay? The most important thing is watching the pain, and make sure the pain goes away. He don't speak English very well, but you sure you understand what I'm telling you.
Dice que le va a dar algo para la náusea, dice que no le puede dar nada para la diarrea, se va a quitar, está bien que tenga diarrea porque se le quiten todos si es un virus, ¿ok? Dice que lo más importante es tomar un médico, fijarse cómo se siente el dolor, ¿ok? Si se empieza a doler más.
También siento como un poco inflamado.
Ok, he says that his stomach is a little, what do you call it, like inflamed, or como si está... ¿Tienes como gas adentro o por...?
Sí, como
gas.
Like, yeah, like gas.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. Okay, I think it's just inflammation. I don't think it's like... But the appendix is different. Okay, the appendix is like... Well, it would be severe. Okay, so that's different. But the main thing on appendix pain is it gets worse. It won't go, just go away. Okay, that's the thing. It's the critical thing.
So dice que usualmente con el apéndice no se le mejora el dolor, pero nomás se va deteriorando y esperando, ¿ok? So si es que se intenta que te duele más de lo que cuando empezaste, entonces sí le sirve todo más, ¿ok? So
Mark didn't give me anything for the pain. He just should drink fluids, a light diet. Take this Zofran for the nausea. I think that'll help him feel better.
Okay.
And wash the pain, okay? He's not in a great deal of pain. He just needs to wash it and be sure it goes away. It might get better. It might try to come back, but it should just clear up. Like over today, later today, it should be going away.
Yeah, okay.
If it seems to be doing something different, you have to do some immersion.
Dice que nomás trates de comer cosas muy grasosas, okay, para que no se empiece a doler más o que no se dé más diarrea, okay, cosas blancas, okay, y tome mucho líquido.
He may not need to get the prescription filled. It's part of the nausea. It's probably helping feel better, but I don't know how expensive it is, so you could, hopefully everything will just go away. Has there been anybody else in the family or anybody that he knows that's been sick at their stomach?
Yeah.
And he's normally real healthy. You know, he doesn't have any health problems. Does he go to school?
Yeah.
Where does he go to school?
Yeah.
All right, so ask him, does he understand everything? He's okay with everything he's saying. Ask him. Tell him, I think he does have a little inflammation in his intestine, but that should just heal up and go away. If it's appendix, it won't just heal up and go away. It might get worse. It will get worse. So that's why you have to be sure.
Okay. Okay. esto, dice que le va a dar el medicamento para las náuseas, y eso es nomás si tiene náuseas, ¿ok? No se lo des todo el tiempo. Ya si tiene náuseas, se lo puede tomar cada 4 horas, ¿ok? Ok.
Yeah, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And they pulled out that molar.
And they find me, they said that my blood pressure was a little bit high.
At the dentist. Well, that's because you're at the dentist. Well, it's a little bit high.
And then now she told me it was a little bit high.
147 over 97. The problem is when you go to the dentist or you go to the doctor and you don't know enough, it might be up a little bit.
So that happened to my father. He's diabetes. My father is diabetes and have blood pressure. And every time he goes to the clinic, to the doctor, his pressure goes.
Is he on medicine for his blood pressure?
He is.
Okay.
But
what you want to do, you want to check your blood pressure at home, okay, or at the drugstore, but they have blood pressure tests. Mm-hmm. They don't cost very much.
Mm-hmm.
If it runs in your family, you probably want to, you know, keep an eye on your blood pressure, but it's probably okay when you're not at the dentist or when you're not at the doctor. It should be below 90 on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
If the bottom pressure is below 90, you should be okay, all right? I mean, you don't need to worry, but if your blood pressure runs above 90 or 140 on the top, so 140 over 90 should be the lower limit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then you need to come back. You might need to start taking medication, but check your blood pressure at home to see what it's doing, okay?
Okay.
Because of your history, you want to keep an eye on your blood pressure.
I want to do that.
And, but because he's diabetic, it would be good to come in maybe sometime in the future to get some blood work, fasting, okay?
Okay.
It's a little over $100, maybe a little over $100 to do, check you for diabetes and other things. So that would be a good idea.
Yeah.
Have you eaten today?
Just breakfast, two pancakes and coffee.
Two pancakes? Well, your sugar is probably a little bit higher now, okay? But, when you come for if you come in for the blood test, you should be fasting, okay? Don't have anything to eat before you get the test.
Okay.
It doesn't sound like, you're probably not. Well, that's the thing. You could be diabetic, okay? Now, I can do a finger prick now just to see how your sugar is. If you're diabetic, it's going to be real high, okay? It costs $30 or something to do that, but that's not a bad idea because, you got this little condition here. If you're diabetic, you're going to be more prone to something like this. It's up to you, but if it just be a finger prick, just take a minute.
Okay.
How about that?
I'll do that.
I think so. All right. Hang on. So let me share, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to let you see what you're doing.
Yeah.
And you know what you see from me and I'm going to do it.
Yeah.